While prisons are dealing with overcrowding, police departments throughout the country are struggling to find new recruits. Baltimore faces the additional challenge of finding Spanish-speaking candidates to help with its growing Latino population. So the Baltimore PD decided to look well beyond Maryland's borders to Puerto Rico. Wilma Consul reports.
When Edwin Albino applied to the Baltimore Police Department last summer, the 31-year-old had put in a decade in the narcotics and canine units of the Puerto Rico State Police Department.
Life in Puerto Rico is getting a little bit hard. You know, we have a rough agency in Puerto Rico. Myself, I was in three police shootings. Pay-wise, too, you know, the money in Puerto Rico, you only earn $27,000 as a police officer in Puerto Rico. It's time for me to move on.
Albino graduated from the police academy in July with the highest honor. He now earns more than $53,000 a year, which allows him to support the four children he left in Puerto Rico.
It's been great. Honestly, you know, I was in Puerto Rico for 10 years working as a police officer, and I was living in an apartment. And here, I'm only 2 months into it, and I already got my own house. And then getting all this benefit and all this help from the agency, which was really, really good.
Detective Daniel Santos is a 13-year veteran in the Baltimore Police Department and one of 250 Latinos on the force. He organizes the recruitments in Puerto Rico. He says his fellow police officers harbor no animosity toward the Latino trainees.
Believe it or not, they're welcomed by the officers on the street. The community's growing. And I'm sure as a non-Spanish-speaking officer, the worst thing to do is go to a call and you want to serve that citizen something that maybe their kid is missing and you can't understand what the problem is and they can't relate that to you. So it's welcoming when you could just get on the radio and say, could I have a Spanish-speaking officer? And within 5 minutes, you have somebody there.
A lot of those calls have come from Upper Fells Point, where Latino stores and restaurants line the main street of Broadway and where day laborers wait for work. Jean Velez has been a community activist for 25 years. She works for a church in the neighborhood.
These Puerto Rican recruits, they're not rookies. So they're bringing to us a wealth of experience. We know how sacrificial it was for them to leave their family in Puerto Rico. So we thank them for choosing us. And we pledge as a Latino community here that we will be supportive of them.
A joint effort between the police department and the Latino community reopened an old police substation in Upper Fells Point. The residents meet with the officers every first Thursday of the month. But Baltimore is not the only city that finds police talent in Puerto Rico. Atlanta and Orlando followed after they heard of Baltimore's efforts, and Washington, D.C.'s Metropolitan Police recruited there 5 years ago and hired 60 officers. Officer Edwin Albino has one more week of patrol duty in the Inner Harbor, a tourist spot along the dock with yachts, birds, and restaurants.
I mean, help you out with something?
I'm trying to decide where to get.
Well, it depends what you want to eat, crabs, seafood, or what.
But not all duties are sweet gigs like this one. This charm city is also the backdrop of crime shows Homicide and HBO's The Wire. So far this year, Baltimore has had more than 223 homicides. Detective Daniel Santos points out that Puerto Rico had close to 1,000.
They're ready for it. You talk to any of the trainees or the actual officers who've been on the street, they'll tell you, Baltimore, this is heaven.
The recruitment doesn't sit well with Puerto Rico police. The agency tried to bar the off-island recruiters, but the court refused. Baltimore police will be back in Puerto Rico next month. For NPR News, I'm Wilma Consul.